I serve as the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce's Vice President of Communications and Marketing, and I want to come on quickly and say thank you all for participating in this call. I hope everyone had a good weekend, staying at home and keeping your distance from everybody. We know at the Chamber of Commerce that these are challenging times, and please know that your Chamber of Commerce is working so hard to help you manage your way through this crisis. I personally appreciate everyone's membership in the Chamber, and I really do appreciate everybody participating in this call this morning. Just as some background information, this is a muted call because of the large number of calls that we have coming in. We're going to be able to take your questions by email. If you have any questions during the course of this broadcast, please email them to leigh@mobilechamber.com. We'll try to get them answered if there is time or do some follow-up afterwards. Also, just in case you're not aware that this call is being recorded and we will be providing this on our social media channels later on today, so that if you did hear this presentation and think that it would be really good for friends, staff members, coworkers to hear it, then I would love for you to be able to share that as well. I am so excited to introduce you to a good friend of mine. We have had the pleasure of working together for many years, Jennifer Jenkins. Jennifer is accredited in public relations. She is the owner and president of an agency called JJPR. She is a past board member of the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce and somebody that I personally go to whenever I need some advice or some guidance. And so I am so excited to have her on this call today, talking about helping you and all of us communicate through this crisis. So Jennifer, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Lee, thank you so much. That was such a wonderful introduction. But I just want to thank the Mobile Area Chamber for asking me to be part of this teleconference series. This is a wonderful resource and value that you guys are providing for businesses like me and many others in our community. So communicating through this crisis, I have to say, is something unlike any other time we've ever been through. And our team at JJPR has been working with clients across a spectrum of industries for all different size companies, large and small, and the individuals who are leading those communications, everyone from business owners to administrators, to PR directors, to crisis and risk management teams, marketing and communications teams, customer services and sales, and executives. And if there's one thing that I would say during this time that is very, very critical, it's to not sit and wait, but to create. So there are five guiding principles that I have really been working with our clients on during this time. The first of those is to create a communications advisory team. If you have not done so already, it is critical to bring together the right people within your organization to strategize and make sure you have the facts so you can make informed decisions. This means bringing people from HR, operations, logistics, shipping, whatever critical pieces and divisions in your organization who can provide insight into the people you should be talking to. Decide as leadership who within the organization is authorized to speak on topics and what you will share. Staying informed is so important. Monitoring channels, not just your own but others, and considering every single stakeholder who you should be talking with, and then determining the best communications tools. The second of those five guiding principles is communicating clearly and often with employees. This is your A number one audience, the A team. These employees are your most important constituency, and they are really your ambassadors to the community. You are their calm, so as their leader, they need to hear from you first and foremost. The third is to communicate frequently with customers and suppliers. A note from you, if you're the president and CEO, or if you're not, to create one, share it not only in email marketing, but also on social media channels. In this, you'll be talking about your preparedness plans. I've received so many from wonderful businesses in the area already, but continue to update that weekly, daily, whatever the frequency and timing is for your specific business, how you're addressing issues, how you're protecting your employees, how you're protecting customers, what you're doing differently for suppliers, and how you're receiving shipments. But importantly, be very empathetic in all of your communications. Fourth is reassuring your people. And when I say your people, that is all your people, your employees, your customers, your suppliers, the community as a whole. It's very important at this time to be transparent in your challenges, but also to reinforce your long-term commitment as a business and those fundamentals. One of the things that I really tried to keep top of mind for our own business and have been sharing with our clients is this is not a time when we should necessarily be focused on growing revenue. It is a time when we must focus on growing our market share and our mind share with the people who matter to us most. And going back to those again, it's employees, it's customers, it's suppliers. Fifth of those guiding principles is being proactive with your community. Because this crisis has affected everyone in every community across our country and how we live and work daily, it's very important to look for ways that your business can provide resources and be engaged with the needs in the community. Providing that information helps provide calm and relief. And acknowledging and inserting yourself in the situation is very key to staying relevant. So we always say, don't go radio silent. Again, don't sit and wait, create. Next, I wanted to go through several best practices in regards to social media posting, communications for events, internal communications, and external communications. One of the biggest questions we have received from our clients and that we are helping them message through is social media. Communication is still key, and remaining proactive is important. Again, going back to those five guiding principles in reassuring, supporting your community, they do want to hear from you. It's a time when you need to proactively communicate and send out messages in order to stay top of mind. Again, growing mind share and market share. Secondly, it's very important in terms of social media to be authentic and sensitive. I always say if you have to ask yourself if it is authentic, it may not be. So really just stay true to your tone of your brand that you've always kept. Also in social media, another key factor is sharing what you know and being super relevant. This has been a time when we have seen a lot of businesses be able to be resources for others in navigating uncertainty. You are the expert in your business. If you're a service like ourselves, you can share knowledge through your social media. You can provide teleconferences, video conferences to the community to be a resource. You can do those individually, one-on-one, which I'm sure you are already with your customers. Also, don't forget that A number one group as well in terms of your employees and making sure they know what your social media communications and plan are and what that tone is. Fourth is using social media to educate your followers and dispel myths. Using social media during this time is one when you can really educate and support your fans and customers as well as your community at large. And it's also a great time to make sure that you're communicating accuracy and dispelling any myths. I know a lot of times right now there have been several of those in terms of positive cases of the virus throughout businesses, and those businesses have been very proactive in getting, you know, that myth dispelled. Fifth is keeping it light and positive. I always say that positivity is such a great thing during a time like this, and keeping a voice and tone of your business communications positive is very, very important. Humanity is really at the core of everything we do, so it's also important not to be insensitive or tone deaf, and that means keeping an eye on what your current sales or marketing initiatives were and how you may need to flex those and change those during this time. Another piece that's important in terms of your social media posting and kind of a checklist to think about is imagery. Is it sensitive and reflective of the current environment? Think about not posting photos of large groups together. Right now we're all in social distancing, so maintain that distance even in photographs and imagery that you're using. Also, because a lot of people aren't able to go out and get certain things, make sure there's not any brands represented, such as a particular coffee cup that a lot of people are seeing with around the area. And so if you can't go through and drive through and get it, you might want to be careful to how something sitting on your desk may look. Reviewing content and tailoring it for this particular time is very key. And again, as we said earlier, maintaining a truth in your brand tone and voice, considering those calls to actions in sales and promotion, how do you need to change those to adapt to this time, and how does that messaging need to be received from your customers? It's also important, too, that using social media has been a great channel, but prepare for those increased customer service inquiries, and monitoring those frequently is very important, not only in comments but also direct messages. I've seen a number of restaurateurs and retail businesses, and this has been a lifeline for them. So make sure that you have someone within your organization who's continually monitoring those. It's also key, it may feel repetitive, but it's good because remember everyone's absorption of messaging is different and the times that they use different communication outlets is different. It's okay to repeat messaging about changes in hours, shipping timelines and changes in production or stock levels, access locations for where customers can enter and exit, any warranty or return or workflow changes that may be affected. Please don't worry about repeating those messages. It's actually really good. Another area that's been really affected because of this crisis is events. And as we know, so many events have been impacted and canceled. Again, leading with empathy and understanding on those cancellations for those who may have purchased tickets to events, and placing that at the core of your messaging. People want to know the measures you're taking to keep them safe and why you did make those changes and cancellations. Convey positive messages and proactively open the lines of communication. One thing I think Lee led with was we're in this together, and we definitely are, and maintaining those kind of camaraderie and messages in your communications about events is critical. Also, take that opportunity to thank registrants and fans. Express emotion about having to cancel the event, but your continued commitment, your thankfulness to customers and fans and for them being, engaged and gratitude to them. Provide information, if you can, on what's next. A rescheduling plan is always great. While we don't know and don't have certainty on timing for many public events at this point, employees, customers, vendors, and other partners should be contacted and informed about what you're thinking in terms of rescheduling. And then also, in terms of communicating about events, leverage technology and repurpose that event if possible. I've seen a lot of creative ideas and messaging going on with events, with businesses going to Facebook Live and taking what was going to be an in-store event and turning it into a virtual event. This is an especially good idea and tactic for retailers, tourist attractions, and others. Moving on to internal communications, I think one of the key things here is to stay connected. And when we talk about internal communications, this is anyone in your internal immediate group, employees, investors, and determining the timing for those communications. For every business, it can be different. We have clients who are communicating daily, sometimes twice a day as events change, and also it may be once a week. It just really depends on the type of business you're in, how many employees you have, and how quickly information is changing that you need to get out to them. Because the news cycle is accelerating so quickly, some companies have elected to communicate more often and others every other day. I think sharing contingency plans and guidelines to limit business disruption is also key. Obviously, this has impacted businesses in a very big way in terms of revenue. And in any way that you can help to limit the disruption of your business and to continue operations as much as possible during this time is good to share in those internal communications with your employees. Inform them and remind them of precautionary measures that you're taking, any non-essential travel, cancellations, sanitizing of common spaces if you are having to work in the office, and providing fact-based resources for employees is key. It's also important not to re-deliver negative headlines or fear-driven content. Sticking to what you know and the facts are very important. It's also great if you can have someone within your organization who can be a specific point of contact for questions and pointing employees to that person or that email or that website. Remind your entire workforce to be cognizant of how they are discussing the virus. If you should have someone in your organization who does test positive, we need to be very mindful of how any of this news is going to affect someone within the organization as well as outside the organization. Again, encouraging that company culture that's professional, empathetic, conscientious, and genuine and authentic during this crisis. And one thing I always like to remind everyone is that now there's really no such thing as only internal communications. Newsletters can be easily forwarded that are internal. So be very mindful, even in those internal communications, that they can be distributed externally. Also reminding your employees and internal audiences of your social media policies. We have worked with a number of clients in that regard to just make sure that they are maintaining and adhering to those policies. Next is external communications, and because, again, information is ever-changing, quick 15 to 30-minute meetings with that advisory team daily have been a really helpful tool for our clients to be able to determine what's new, what needs to be communicated. Developing key messages for yourself and others that affect those external audiences. Any business operations, modifications, it's important that you all stick to those key messages. Who's the contact? How have operations transitioned? If you're open, what safeguarding measures you have in place? Now, because we have all non-essential businesses in Alabama have asked to be closed, places like grocery stores, pharmacies, what are your measures that you're putting in place to safeguard employees, customers, and others who may be frequenting those locations? Also, things like facility access updates. This is very relevant for a lot of healthcare facilities who are still seeing patients. If you're doing any screening methods like temperature checks for employees, those are important for people to understand. And also if you're limiting visitors to one visitor. If there is also reduced access times and in certain locations for suppliers, customers, you also should be communicating those. Additionally, it's great if you can have in your email newsletter or on your website links to resources with policies, latest news, and other updates as needed. one thing we always say in terms of external communications is don't make assumptions or predictions. Just communicate the facts. One of the things also that we felt is very, very critical is to develop a holding statement. A holding statement is a term we use quite often in the communications field to have a pre-drafted statement about a scenario or crisis. Going over certain scenarios with your advisory team, such as if your business is to have a positive case, whether an employee or a customer, and how you're going to communicate that, and understanding, what has happened, relaying facts. But having that external holding statement crafted is key in order to being able to quickly manage the situation, speak to those people who were affected, whether it's customers, employees, and others, through your communication channels, reiterating your key values and brand pillars, and to talk about how you're looking ahead. Again, we just go back to humanity is at the core of everything we're doing right now, and should be always, but particularly during a time that is so sensitive, when it's not only caused an economic crisis, but there is a public health crisis, and ensuring that the messaging in whatever ways you're sending is empathetic, action-oriented, and it steers away from any speculations or unverified updates. Finally, I wanted to wrap up before we take any questions with a statement that actually Bill Sisson sent out in an email early on when this crisis began that I felt has been one of the things that has guided me. And it's really true to our communication efforts as well. In the end, it will be impossible to know if we overreacted or did too much, but it will be quite apparent if we underreacted or did too little. So in terms of communications, again, going back, don't sit and wait, create. Remember that people will be left with how you made them feel after this crisis is over, and your communications and how you pivot and adjust those can be very, very impactful for your business.
Jennifer, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. We do have a couple of questions that have come in, and since I've got a minute, maybe we can go through them really quickly. The first was somebody asked a question about staff and sharing social media messages. How do you feel about that? Do you think that it's authentic or not authentic? And those would be messages produced by a company.
Yes, and are these, they may not have clarified in the question, but I think that as long as these are communicated and shared in an authentic way, I think it's a great way to share and engage that community. We have to remember that, again, those employees are your, and your staff are your ambassadors. They are your A-team. So I absolutely think that you sharing, them sharing and communicating those can only reach a larger community of people and help them understand and know where your business is at and what you're doing to maintain operations.
Great. And then another question came in about access to an organization's social media channels. Do you think that more staff members should have access to those channels, or do you think that it should be funneled through one or two contact people?
I tend to lean towards the one or two contact people. I do think as part of looking at with that advisory team for your communications to have some contingency plans in place should someone become sick or not be able to manage the social media channels as usual. Because your social media has a certain tone and voice, I think it's really good to maintain that, especially in times of crisis. So to have too many people adding or contributing to your messaging on social media can kind of mess with that tone and voice. So again, maintaining your normal routine, authorized people to communicate on and manage social media is great, but do have some contingency plans in place.
Good. Another question was, you talked about maintaining your kind of current presence, and I'm going to assume that, you know, if you typically write light, you know, you're posting light stuff, if you typically are just the facts and you stick with just the facts, do you think that we are at a point yet right now where we can add additional postings aside from just virus-related, or is it too soon?
No, that's actually a great question, and I have read a lot, even what media outlets are looking for. I do think we still have to be mindful in terms of our messaging and content about what we're sharing, but I do think it's good to pull back into your content some things that aren't virus related. In fact, I think it's important because so many people are being forced to shop online from home, and a lot of our local businesses are finding ways to use technology that were previously only brick and mortar. So I think that it's absolutely okay to add back in content that's not virus related, but just maintaining sensitivity and a balance to those messages.
Great. And if people have further questions, Jennifer, or they want to get in touch with you, what's the best, how would you tell them to get in touch with you?
Thanks, Lee. Absolutely. If you would like to email me, if you have specific questions that were not covered today, my email is Jennifer, JenNNIFER, at JJPRAgency.com. You can also find us on the web at jjpragency.com, and we have a place where you can send emails through there as well.
Terrific. Any last final thoughts before we wrap up the call?
Lee, I just want to thank you guys again. I love the resources you guys have been providing at the Mobile Area Chamber, and just want to wish everyone positive vibes as they work to communicate and message with our community.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being on. That is all the time that we have for today. Our guest again today has been Jennifer Jenkins. She is president of JJPR, a local full-service ad agency working on everything from crisis communications, events planning, media relations, research, and so much more. Please be on the lookout for future calls. We will be doing this once a week from the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow's guest will be talking with us about the Family Medical Leave Act and how it can affect your business, so we hope that you'll join us then. Again, Jennifer Jenkins, thank you so much for participating, and thank you everyone for your membership in the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce.